on TV who's so good-looking you have to watch out for her because she's so good-looking. Find out who it is tomorrow at 7:30 with George and Craig. Dunham and Miller, mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We have reached that juncture in the presentation now where it is time for us to all stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And there are several sponsors wanting to be involved in this. One of those is Jack Daniels, I believe. And Texas Tickets, certainly a perennial when it comes to involvement in e-news.
You know, there's been a notable cancellation. I don't know if you know that. Did you? You know, the Gloria Stefan was supposed to play tonight at the AAC. That's been canceled.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's been canceled.
This is terrible.
But, you know, the Cowboys are going to crank up pretty soon. If you need tickets for that, they got tickets. Also, the Rangers, the Yankees are in town, the high-tone Yankees. So if you just like to go to like one or two baseball games a year or like to show off to your buddies and take them to a game, Yankees and Texas Tickets has great. They got front, I don't know if you know this, Ron. They got front row seats for the Rangers. So they can take care of you on that. Basically, if it takes a ticket, Texas Tickets.
214-696-8001. 214-696-8001. Do always remember that if it takes a ticket, indeed, call Texas Tickets. So let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality who's about to enjoy his big last stand this weekend. Cobra.
Thank you, Michael.
Hello, Cobra.
Bad news to report to you and others listening in America, as there has been a notable death in the world of Hollywood, California.
Am I going to be particularly affected by this?
This is one of your contemporaries, so yes.
No, it's not.
Faye Ray is dead at the age of 96.
96? I don't think that makes her a contemporary of mine.
Oh. I thought you guys went to high school together.
Just because you're 4 years older than her doesn't mean you're not a contemporary.
No, not really.
She, of course, was the woman who starred in King Kong, 1933 classic. Very famous pop culture reference. Faye Ray, everybody knows who she is.
Long Dong Silver.
It's another very famous pop culture reference.
I guess. She died at her home. She was 96.
Drug overdose?
I'm thinking heroin.
Why would you say that about that nice woman? She was 96 years old.
They haven't done a toxicology report, so well, how do we know?
And they're not gonna.
Well, why wouldn't they? They do it on every... Are they gonna do one on Rick James?
Yeah, sure they are.
Why won't they do one on Faye Ray?
You know, I'm not gonna argue
with you. It's a very suspicious death.
Very suspicious. 96, just dying.
Think she might have gone like Alan Woody?
I doubt it, man. All strapped in. No, I doubt it. Although, it's a possibility, which is why I'm demanding a toxicology report. This side of the press is demanding that. I think they owe that to us. You think right now up in heaven that Rick James is trying to pawn a rock off to her or something?
Are you talking to me? Because I'm ignoring you.
What?
I'm ignoring you.
He's a crackhead.
Yeah, and she is an old, old, old lady that just died of old age. I'm not talking to you.
Who may or may not have got into porn after King Kong?
I hear something, but I can't make out what it is.
Wasn't she doing a porn remake of King Kong called King Dong?
Friends, please join me in this. Don't laugh, and please do not jump in on this.
That is stupid.
That's somebody's...
Why did you laugh?
That's somebody's grandmother. That's somebody's mother. And there's no need
Why were you high-fiving when James died?
I wasn't.
Mike.
There's audio from the other day.
I wasn't. So you know what?
I wasn't either. There's nothing funny about the untimely passing of Rick
Dick
James.
Big Dick is crying, and you guys are high-fiving, and Grego's doing his Daffy Duck bounce-off-the-wall laugh. Clapping.
You know, in that conversation that you and I had the other day, you know, where you just had that heart-to-heart with me, Corby, wondering why people hate you.
Heart-to-heart?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that heart-to-heart that you and I had.
Hey, man.
Why do people hate me,
You're wondering why people hate you.
Did I write it on my blog on the Hardline website?
Yeah, you wrote it on your blog.
I was cruising through Los Angeles and
looking out and thinking you just weren't good enough.
Yeah, I could never live here. It's a soulless place.
No, I don't think you were quite that torn up about it.
Oh. Snake. Well, anyway, she's dead. So.
Snake.
That's too bad. We'll miss her. Collateral is the number one film in these United States of America. The Tom Cruise vehicle racked up $24.5 million. Kind of on the low end. I thought it'd be a little higher than that. I did see it. Got a movie review coming up, too, here
That's
in a couple
right.
seconds. Because Grego saw the movie that made the most money.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't.
Per screen average.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Because it didn't even make the top 10.
Well, it was only on in like 10 theaters, but it was number one per screen average, open water.
Saw it.
It was only out in 47 places across the country.
Really?
It averaged 22,000 per screen.
Nothing like picking the worst theater they could in Dallas to show it.
That's right.
It costs $100,000 to make. It's already made a million. $100,000.
It'll make more than that.
Oh, my God. Well, it's
going to
be...
When the word of mouth starts getting around...
It'll be wide release, and it'll make a fortune.
Of course, I had to show it at that city place, the worst theater in maybe America.
Grego, this story's for you.
Is that the place you call the Mexican movie?
Yeah, it is. A lot of Mexicans there. A lot of them.
Well, that makes it bad.
I'm not saying it makes it bad, but most
well,
of them...
What does make it bad?
Well, most of them look like gangbangers. I went in there to take a leak, and I'll be damned... You know, I thought I was going to have to fight my way out of it. This dude's in there look like the Barrio.
The Bizlock.
Hey, you know what? I'm just telling it like it is. And there's a lot of them there, and they look gang-related. And I didn't feel safe.
Whizzing all over the place. Ow, son of a...
Greg, did you see the Bourne Supremacy?
No, I did not.
I did. I did see the Jason Bourne Supremacy. Matter of fact, that's the best movie of the summer so far. That I've seen.
Stand back, burrito.
And here's what Us Magazine had
Stand
to say about
back,
it.
Back.
See if this relates to you in your life at all.
Okay.
Something that you've professed and confessed. Jason Bourne has a few surprises, including the ability to use a rolled-up magazine as a lethal weapon.
Can be done.
The hammer.
He beat the hell out of another guy with a rolled-up magazine.
Yeah, he
had a great hammer.
Like a, you know, a badass like himself. He used it like a ninja would.
Mm-hmm.
And destroyed a guy.
I've told you how that can be done, and you guys laughed at me. Boy, y'all had a big laugh over that.
Well, that's because Grego, like right after 9/11, you were on a plane full of suspicious-looking people.
Just one, me and George.
And so, as a weapon, you rolled up your Sports Illustrated.
I did. Sure did. No, it was the American way.
Oh, it was the Amway?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, I believe you now after I saw it, but I didn't believe
you. I was ready. But everybody else was ready, too, because this guy was very suspicious, and they even alerted the authorities at the next port.
Really?
Yeah.
By the way, I saw you on our flight back looking very suspicious at a couple of Middle Easterners who were milling around the cabin.
Sure did. Absolutely did. Anytime anybody of Middle Eastern descent gets on a plane, I got my eyes on them.
Did you see that?
The hammer.
You didn't see the hammer looking back and
no,
staring at
him?
No,
he was in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to
you know
that
what?
Later.
You know what? I do that, and I make no apologies.
Doo-doo.
Grego was watching his Best of Mike Myers DVD as maybe they could have been from the Middle East. They could have been, I don't know where they were from, but they just got up and popped open the hatch above the luggage hatch or whatever. The overhead bin. The luggage hatch. And... I don't know what they were doing, but you were making sure you knew what they were doing.
You bet. I'll do that every time.
But I didn't see you roll up a
newspaper. We're not
crashing
any more planes while I'm on there.
Yeah. No. I agree. And Mike, on the plane, decided that would be a good place to do-do.
I'm not.
Okay. So he had this plan. He was like, you'll know. I said, you're just going to get up and walk back there and do it. He was like, you'll know. So I'm on the aisle. He's on the aisle, right one row
which
in front of me.
I really don't understand, because that's also business that you and I needed to take care of. And we had like 45 minutes before our plane, and there was a perfectly good restroom there.
Right.
And there is nothing worse than doing number two in a on an airplane.
Well, I didn't do it.
So Mike turns to me 30 minutes into the flight. All he does, he just turns and stares at me. And I'm looking at him, kind of smiling, and he just nods his head like it's time.
It's on.
Takes his seatbelt off, walks back, gives me a pat on the head like the priest does to kids in mass, and hauls ass back to the
toilet. Did he take a magazine with him?
I don't know. And you
I didn't go back there for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was just urinating.
Well, why were you in there 15 minutes?
Then he comes back, and mind you, there's not...
I wasn't in there 15. I was in there 2 minutes.
There wasn't a word.
I've been urinating, but it was butt pee.
Oh, dear. You dumped that?
Whizzing behind his buttocks.
There wasn't a word spoken the whole time. He goes and sits back down, gives it about 5 seconds for comedic effect.
Did he not again?
Turns back around, eyeballs me, nods his head knowingly. I nod mine knowingly.
I never have understood why you're so fascinated with urinating.
Okay.
Okay.
Whatever, you play that game. Rick James' funeral will be... Actually, there's a public viewing. You can see what a landmass he turned into. That'll be held Wednesday from 5 to 8.
Yeah, hear it live on the ticket. Where at?
Is Big Dick going to that?
I'll bet he goes.
Are you kidding? Of course he is.
Do we know this?
We'll ask him during the mix tonight.
From 5 to 8, the public viewing will be at Forest Lawn Memorial Park. Then a memorial service will be held there at 11 a.m. Thursday. So there's two. I bet you he's at both. So I want to know.
Of course he will be.
He's
got to replace one low-level celebrity with another. There's bound to be a few of them there. Tina Marie will be there. Maybe he can replace Rick James with her.
Tina Marie?
In his entourage.
Is that the redhead on Gilligan's Island?
Tina Louise. It's
Tina Louise.
Oh. Who's Tina Marie?
She's a singer.
Singer?
Rick James kind of, he kind of, did he discover her?
I know he produced her.
He's banging her for a while.
Yeah. Ooh.
Speaking of that, you know how Richard professes to have daily sex? Do you think he had it the day that he learned that Rick James died, one of his good, close personal friends?
Let's ask him.
And was like...
Maybe he'd already had it before.
That's a good point.
And was weeping the whole time on the human receptacle.
What?
You wonder why people hate you.
Cora.
Huh.
That's exactly why.
Shut up. And Randy Meisner from the Eagles.
Dead?
Yes. No, he's been hospitalized for chest pains.
Uh-oh.
58-year-old Meisner was taken to a hospital in Burbank. He's resting comfortably.
How long was he in the Eagles? He was at
all up until the last album.
So he was in the Eagles during
until 1977.
Hotel California? Yeah. No. Yeah.
It says Meisner left the Eagles in 1977.
So the only Eagles album that he didn't appear on was the Long Run.
Okay.
And then
Joe Walsh was on.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
But Joe Walsh was on.
I thought Timothy B. Schmidt was always in the band.
No.
Okay, he was in it for one record.
Poco, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, he was in Poco.
And so what was his song that he sang when we saw the Eagles, Timothy B. Schmidt?
I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why.
Yeah, they had to find a bass player who could sing the high parts after Randy Meisner left.
And Meisner sang Take It to the Limit?
Right.
Okay.
He sure did. What else?
And we've got to go.
No.
Take care, Snake.
I will.
All right, that is entertainment news. Well, leave it to the out-of-town Leering Press to come up with more. that has not been terribly well chronicled by the local Leering press on the Quincy Carter imbroglio. We'll have that for you next.